Good morning. It's 9 minutes after 8 o'clock. It's raining out there. Make sure you take your umbrella, at least a coat to keep your shoulders from getting too wet. And Lucas, as you like to say, your wellies.
Yeah.
This is a good day for your wellies.
Your galoshes.
Yep. Everything you need, because it is definitely raining. Glad to have you with us on this edition of Palmetto Mornings here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. It's 39 degrees out there. I'm Patty Mercer.
And I'm Lucas McFadden. Hello to our listeners on AM 1340, those listening on the free WRHI app, watching us on Corporium Cable Channel 103, as well as Facebook Live. We love when folks come on Palmetto Mornings, especially with a big announcement, and that is the case. With our friends from Visit York County. We're talking about the Yoco Taste Trail and the one and only Brianna Francis, Vice President of Marketing and Communications for Visit York County, is joining us. And good morning to you, Brianna.
Good morning, friends. Happy New Year.
Yeah, likewise.
Happy New Year.
Well, it's going to be a good New Year for residents in York County when we talk about the Yoco Taste Trail. And this morning, we're going to announce the restaurants, correct, that are part of the 2021 trail?
Exclusively here on WRHI Palmetto Mornings. We're excited about it.
All right.
Love sharing the dish.
Before we roll out the red carpet and welcome all the new restaurants down the carpet, let's explain to folks what the Yoco Taste Trail is all about.
Sure. So, you know, our restaurants are really struggling during COVID-19. We've seen how they've had to pivot immediately and do takeout food or curbside delivery, all these things in the middle of the pandemic. And we wanted to create an experience that helped people connect with different restaurants in different communities that they may not have been aware of. And this is really a support of our restaurants across the county. So we partnered with U.S. Foods and picked 15 restaurants across the entire county. And you download the Visit York County app. You head to one of these restaurants, order your meal, whether you're taking it to go or just buying a gift card right now or even eating inside. And then you check in on the app at one of those restaurants. And each month you check in, you're entered to win a $25 gift card. And this is going to go all year long. So we're super excited to be able to support our restaurants in all of 2021.
I love that. In fact, I was ready to get this done like first quarter. I could have, you know, like give me, you know, I want to speed it up. And because any excuse to try a delicious restaurant and the incentive of knowing that, you know, we're being challenged to do the trail is exciting.
All right,
it's
so
always fun when you get to go eat with a prize, right?
Yeah. It's like being a kid again.
All right, so the 2021 Yoco Taste Trail restaurants, Brianna, I'll let you do the honors to rattle off the 12 participating restaurants that we can eat at this calendar year.
Sure. So let's kind of go by community. Let's start in Fort Mill. And you've got Hobo's Bar and Grill up there right on Main Street, Fort Mill. You also have Sal Mary's Italian Kitchen, which is the new concept from Flipside chefs, John and Amy Fort. You also have Spice Asian Kitchen and Taco Molino that are right there in Kingsley. Mm. And then we're going to wrap up Fort Mill with Cup Crazed Cakery right there in Baxter Village. So lots of sweet treats there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's move on to Rock Hill. We're going to start with Counter. That's the brand new restaurant there on Main Street, Rock Hill, that's doing incredible things in the Friendship 9 sit-in space. We've also got a local staple, Ebenezer Grill. And some would call this also a local staple, although it's not a full meal. We've got PW's Ice Cream. I don't know how we do a taste trail without PW's Ice Cream.
Exactly. But you're just working in the pairing for the evening when you throw in the ice cream.
It's a little bit of everything. That way you can visit two restaurants in one day.
Yes.
In Rocca, we've also got Legal Remedy's new location, Cantina, in Riverwalk. Then we're going to head all the way out to McConnell's. You've got Sweet Caroline's Barbecue. If you haven't been out there yet, it's incredible. Barbecue, pulled pork, brisket, all the fixings. Macaroni and cheese is a vegetable there. That's the kind of restaurant that I like to be at. Then we've got in York, Garden Cafe. And then we're going to head back up to Lake Wylie, and we're going to visit Bagel Boat, which are bagels straight from New York into Lake Wylie. Grab them to go for breakfast. They've got a drive-through. It's fantastic. And one of our newest restaurants to the scene, Chef's Kitchen. It's by Anthony Smith out of Charlotte, and he came down and opened where the Cove used to be in Lake Wylie, if you're familiar with that. And it's a great new high-end restaurant for Lake Wylie, and it's fantastic food. And I realize I just forgot one of our greatest new additions to the Taste Trail this year, Kaibi's Food Truck.
Oh, it's so good.
I know. And if you haven't seen a picture of their burger, you're going to start the Taste Trail just because of this burger. It's fantastic.
So good.
All right. So those restaurants that you mentioned, we can eat at them this calendar year. It's free to participate, right? All you need to do is just download the Visit York County app.
Yeah, that's the best part of this. It's free for people to participate until you purchase a meal, obviously.
Sure.
And then it's also free for the restaurants as well. We didn't want to add a burden to them during this time. So it's absolutely free for the restaurants to be a part of the trail. And we're just trying to promote different sections of our county. So yeah, just download the free Visit York County app. Head out to whatever restaurant you want to on the trail. I will mention some of them have, you know, different cases with COVID or they need to be closed certain days. So please make sure you're checking on their social media pages before you head out there, just in case they're closed.
Good advice right there. Yep. But it's like a scavenger hunt, you know, if you haven't been there before, or maybe you live in Fort Mill and you just want to explore a little bit about Lake Wylie or McConnell's. I mean, this gives you an opportunity to, again, get to know and get familiar with York County.
We're thrilled about it, guys. And we're so excited to get out to the trail. We'll all have to make a dinner date and decide which place we're going to.
Okay.
Yes, please.
That's good. Now, we like a lot of conversation, so you need to, well, you like to talk too. So
that's fine. We can talk a lot.
Yeah. We'll talk a lot for sure. Well, Brianna Francis, again, is the Vice President of Marketing and Communications for Visit York County. The 2021 Yoco Taste Trail restaurants, they're officially unveiled as of 8 o'clock this morning right here on Palmetto Mornings. And Brianna, thank you so much for bringing this to our attention and, you know, releasing the release or the list of restaurants here for us. We certainly love to eat here in York County, and we love supporting our business and restaurant community more than anything else. So it's a win-win partnership with everyone.
Thanks, guys. And just head to yocotastetrail.com if you want all the details. We appreciate it.
Awesome.
All right. Have a good Tuesday, friend.
You too.